Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker, one story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, why free kick specialist James Ward-Prowse is his own man.
José Sarr said, look, make sure there's at least two in the wall because he might actually have a crack here at this late stage.
That was Wolves attempting to organise their wall last weekend, as Southampton's James Ward-Prowse stepped up to take a free kick from 35 yards out. And even though they knew that he might have a go, there was nothing they could do to stop it.
Which he did! Oh, what a goal! What an astounding free kick! Well, you've got no right to score from that sort of range. That is a belter. There's not many better in the world at scoring from a free kick than James Ward-Prowse, and there's another example.
Well, that is an unbelievable... His side may have lost 3-1, but with that strike, James Ward-Prowse had taken his free kick tally to 12, the second most direct free kick goals in Premier League history. The man at the top of the chart? You guessed it.
Beckham! Goal!
James Ward-Prowse has scored all of his free kicks for one club, Southampton. Just like Beckham scored all of his Premier League free kicks for Manchester United. Playing for United was Beckham's boyhood dream. He'd always been a fan of the club. And even though James Ward-Prowse has always been loyal to Southampton since he joined their academy at the age of 8, that's where the similarities to Beckham come to an abrupt halt. In the words of his barrister father, John, James is Portsmouth born and bred. The family had season tickets at Fratton Park. They went to the FA Cup final in 2010 when Portsmouth lost 1-0 to Chelsea.
Domestic campaign. History will be made at Wembley today. However this ends, Chelsea are aiming for the perfection of a league and cup double, something the club has never achieved. Portsmouth could finish as FA Cup winners in the same season as relegation. That has never happened before either.
Every bit of common sense. As you just heard, Portsmouth were relegated to the Championship that season. They were placed into administration too, with £135 million of debt hanging over them. And around that time, James Ward-Prowse was making his decision about which club to join. He'd played for both Portsmouth and Southampton under nines. His dad says that they were disillusioned with the setup at Portsmouth, and in contrast, that he couldn't speak highly enough of the youth facilities at rivals Southampton. The rest, as they say, is history.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
You'd have to say that James Ward-Prowse made the right choice at the age of 9. He's made 344 appearances for Southampton, and he's become their captain. He has 9 England caps. Portsmouth are in League One. And the free kicks? David Beckham holds the Premier League record with 18. James Ward-Prowse has 12. And free kicks were at an all-time low in the Premier League last season. Only 13 were scored in total. 4 of those came from James Ward-Prowse. He was the only player to score more than one direct free kick. That's never happened before. The most free kick goals scored in a single Premier League season was 41 in 2007-2008. So, as you can see, it's becoming a rare skill. But James Ward-Prowse has the knack, and at 27, he's got time yet to go after Beckham's record.
Of course, the nearer I'm getting to David Beckham's record, the more I'm growing in confidence, and it's something to aim for. I think it's definitely doable to reach that record, so keep my fingers crossed.
As you heard, James Ward-Prowse really wants Beckham's record. But in the same way, he opted not to follow Beckham in joining his boyhood club. And he doesn't actually list Beckham as his inspiration either. Instead, it's another player from the Beckham era.
But I'd have to go Steven Gerrard. He was a captain, he was a leader, he scored great goals, he took set pieces, and he played with a real passion and a drive, which I try and emulate in my game. So I'll go Steven Gerrard.
So there you have it. James Ward-Prowse may have started life as a Portsmouth fan. He may be chasing David Beckham's free kick record, but he is most certainly following his own path. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe so you never miss another episode? Today's story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.